Coming up next, Chinese internet users have compiled the 2016 version of the 10 odd jobs where you can make good money. Is it true? Well, you gotta stick around to find out more on that.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. On this show called Roundtable, we take a close watch on the new trends on the jobs market, like forever. And here is what Chinese internet users have compiled. The 2016 version of the 10 odd jobs where apparently you can make good money. So guys, spill the beans.
All right, guys, if you're looking for a good job right about now and you're like, man, I need to pay rent, well, maybe you should look into crab binding.
Crab binding. I've so always wanted to be a crab binder.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, okay, so the autumn is the golden season for Chinese to have crabs as tradition, but no one wants crabs crawling out and...you know, decapitating you with their claws. So,
yes, it's a bit of a downer, isn't it, really?
Yeah, so basically these, we could call them heroes, bind these crabs so that you can enjoy them and eat them without having to worry about being decapitated. So how much do we give these guys on average? Maybe they might make 10,000 yuan a month in saving your life every time you enjoy those crabs.
But the way,
a thankless job.
The way technology, the technology is going and the way innovation is going, there are going to be self-binding crabs soon. And so these guys, I think, you know, probably having a quick look across some of these jobs, I think a lot of these jobs are just not going to be around in about 10 years' time.
You got any other ones?
We should have done this a bit like the pop charts, but we'll go down the list. Children playmates, I mean, that's fairly understandable, isn't it?
I
mean,
that's legitimate.
Okay, car models. I got confused by that one because I thought...
Actual cars.
I had a little model car when I was little.
But no, it's a lady that's near the car, I think.
A lady.
Or the guy.
Right, I'm glad you changed that.
Apparently, women get paid a lot more in this area.
Yes.
Not fair. For us guys out there looking to be car models.
Ladies just have more to show, I feel.
No!
It reminds me, when I went to the market once in the UK. No, I didn't. But there was a chap there who was, his job was a chicken display operative.
What does that even mean?
Because if they're auctioning a chicken, he had to pick the chicken up and hold it high above his head so that everybody could see, and he'd have to move it around, and then people could bid on the chicken. Now, that's a bit like that, isn't it? Like a car model.
Oh, my God.
Okay, moving on.
I don't think there's as such a high
I think I
beauty
found my
requirements
job.
For that guy.
I think I found my perfect job, Bob.
Chicken display operative. People who apply screen protectors to your phone. Now, this is the fifth emergency service, as far as I can find out. I mean, you need this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
That's a good job.
Yeah, and I think given the right place at the right time, you know, you could make some good money. But you know what, Bob? I want to mention the next one because, guys, I think this is my real calling in life. And hotel test sleeper. So basically people that go to the hotels, and they do more than just sleep. Of course, you can imagine they're more of like a hotel critic. Maybe they blog about the experience afterwards. They have followers. But yeah, I would love to basically go sleep at hotels. That would be nice.
Yeah, and
that's a job. That's a job.
I hope food is included.
Oh, you bet.
If you're just sleeping there and no food,
you get
fun.
A poor review from me. Okay,
you'd have to test out things.
Wine and dine me. That's what I want.
I think your expectations are far too high in this life.
I think it is a little bit. And also, the one that's caught my eye is listen up. Men and women out there, there's actually a job called porn monitors.
Oh, behave.
Yeah. So this person's job is to, not to watch porn, but to detect porn online.
But in doing so, he watches, probably. I don't know. But basically,
you said he again.
I was trying not to make the connection, but you get
they?
It. Yeah. And apparently, Baidu, China's largest search engine, has about 1,000 staff members that's responsible for this. That is to detect obscene content online on their website and make sure that it's being taken off. And I think like today on the internet, it is a bit of a free world to some extent, but not without limits. I think certain things like porn, especially child porn, those things should be off limits.
Yeah, and then another one here that I think I would really do well at is paid bridesmaids.
Pay
me, I'll be your bridesmaid, okay?
No, the image in my mind now.
I got this wig.
Ooh, you in a dress?
Bob doesn't know. I got this wig. And,
I just can't even begin.
But the dollar sign has to be right, ladies.
And you'd be so big. You're bigger than the groom. What a beautiful picture.
See, that's why I'm there. If he runs away, I'd beat him up.
I thought you'd pose as the groom.
Okay, so this is like extra services. All right,
I'm
fair enough.
Undercover operative bridesmaid or whatever Bob came up with.
Can I have one more job? My perfect job here for a British person is a queue. Somebody who... queue. I'm sorry, but I live for queues. I love queues.
Oh,
I can't stand it where there are no queues.
All right, so you're just standing in line and get paid.
Oh,
that sounds
brilliant.
Pretty good for
that's
maybe
great.
Bob.
And having a chat to people, you know, it's who's standing next to you is brilliant.
Oh, that sounds pretty good for Bob. Not for me, though. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye.